It's almost here, the culmination of a season's worth of blood, sweat and tears, and then some, after the last season of the AFLW didn't have an ultimate champion. This year, though, the Adelaide Crows and Brisbane Lions will face off in the AFLW Grand Final. That's this weekend. And the Crows are well-versed in what it takes to win the ultimate prize.
Patsman gets boot to ball, but that'll do it. The Adelaide Crows reach their third Grand Final. The most dominant team in the league's history has another chance at claiming the top prize.
Angela Foley is about to step into some pretty big shoes. She's been named captain of the Crows for this decider coming up. We'll touch a bit more on that shortly. But first of all, Angela, welcome and thanks for being here on RN Drive.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
A huge congratulations first up. Your team's made it to another grand final.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. It feels like it's been a bit of a long time coming with last season being kind of finished early. And 2019 kind of feels a long time ago. So we're looking forward to this weekend.
The Crows have been probably the most successful side in the AFLW competition since it began. What's the secret behind your team's success?
I kind of put that down to the people that we've got at our club. You start with our players. Our players are really united group. The majority of us who have been there since 2017 when the competition started, and we were lucky enough to get that ultimate prize in 2017, which, as we all know, success is great and it brings people together. But I think it's the legacy and the foundations that we set in 2017 that have continued on all the way to now. And we kind of reflect on 2017 with our coach, Beck Goddard, who helped us create that. And as I said, we've got a lot of those girls still around at the club. And, you know, we care for one another, we play for one another. And I think that really just shows on the footy field.
You've been named the skipper for this weekend's match. Chelsea Randall, of course, was ruled out due to concussion. She suffered that last week. First of all, I want to know, does this add a lot of pressure for you? I mean, it's a big thing to take on just before you head out onto the Oval. And did you have to come up with a pre-game speech? Is that something now on your to-do list?
To-do list, yeah. I thought about that last night. Maybe I will write a few notes down because I don't want to get it wrong. It's pretty important. I'm lucky enough to have that badge on the weekend. Unfortunately, you know, it's a bit of a funny feeling because Charles is one of my best mates, and we've been playing footy for a long time together and have had some really big successes. And she goes hard at the ball. She last night won the AFLPA Most Courageous Player for the fourth time. So, you know, unfortunately, it didn't go in her favour last week and she suffered a concussion and can't play. But that then gives me a really big opportunity and something I'm pretty rapt about. As I said, it's a bit of a funny feeling because I'd do anything to have Chelsea out there with us on the weekend. I will have to toss the coin and say a little speech, but I think nothing really changes. I think if I put too much pressure on myself about being the captain, then it might take away from what my job really is to do.
And Angela, I mean, obviously it's hard to lose any player, as you say, additionally so when it's your captain, but overall are you supportive of the way that the AFL is looking at dealing with concussion by asking people to sit out, by asking players to sit out?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think yes, definitely. I back the AFL and support them because all they're trying to do is protect us as players and as human beings. And I 100% back Chelsea's decision to accept what happened and the reason why. And, you know, we wouldn't be able to live with ourselves if something really serious happened to Chelsea. So, you know, footy's just a game in the end. And, you know, you just never know. You know, as unhappy as I am that Chelsea isn't playing, I'm really happy with the decision that she made for herself and for the team.
It was announced in Victoria this week that there'll be baseline brain testing that's been brought into the junior football leagues. Chelsea's spoken about the effects of concussion on other people as well. What's the position within the club about that?
Yeah, we have a baseline test. I'm not exactly sure what it's called. It's a bit of a card test that tests our reaction time, and I don't really know too much about it, but we've definitely had a baseline test every single year before we play round one, and I'm sure that comes into play when you do get a concussion. I'm fingers crossed, lucky enough, haven't had a concussion and haven't had to go through those protocols, but I'm sure our club and the AFL are doing everything they can to make sure that concussion as well as other injuries are, put to the forefront and really, thought about in every way to protect us as players.
And it's becoming a more serious concern in the community too, I imagine. I mean, now that this is featuring not just at the top levels but also for junior players, there is concern from the public that loves the sport and loves the athletes that play it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a teacher and I am a coordinator of sport at a private school in Adelaide, and it's definitely something that we've had conversations about in the last 6 months about our girls here at school and what we can probably do to put our best foot forward in terms of protecting them. So, yeah, it's definitely not just at the elite level at the moment. It's getting out into the community, which I think is a really important message and something that Chelsea was very passionate about when she spoke to the team and to the media this week about sending that message that it is important, and it's important that we look after each other.
Angela, do you think it's changed the way that the game's been played over the last few years?
I don't think so. Look at Chelsea Randall. She doesn't shy away from a contest. I don't know. Do you see more helmets? I don't know. Maybe at the junior levels. I suppose there's a couple of people donning the helmet around in AFL circles, but, there is research out there to say that helmets don't really protect you much anyway, so there's lots of theories behind it. I don't think it's changed the game, no.
What about more broadly over the last 5 years since the competition started? I mean, how has that developed?
As in generally the game?
Yeah. Overall, I mean, has the game changed over the last 5 years?
Yeah, of course. I think it's a bit more of a spectacle now. I think the skills have definitely developed and got better. As the team that won it in 2017 compared to the team, our team this year, just looking at us, we've definitely improved. People are even commenting on that it's more enjoyable to watch. It's higher scoring. Definitely.
Angela, there's also athletes coming in and across from other sports. Thinking, for example, about Erin Phillips, her journey through the AFLW. She's a bit older than some of the other players, but she's not only thriving, she's in some ways setting benchmarks in the sport. Tell me about people crossing over from other codes.
Yeah, I mean, we're lucky because we're getting some pretty handy athletes. Erin Phillips, Sharni Layton's another one. Some netballers. We're even getting people from overseas who are playing Gaelic football and coming across, which is fantastic. I think I'll just go back to myself as a teacher. I speak to the girls a lot about when you're growing up, it's really important to try different sports because lots of them relate in ways that you don't think that they do. And when you see people like those that I just mentioned playing at an elite level at more than one sport, it kind of just proves why. So it's great.
Now, to the grand final this weekend, it's expected that the Oval, Adelaide Oval, will be at capacity again. It was in 2019 when you defeated Carlton. You've experienced that before. Do you think it prepares you to do it again this time around, or is it always completely different?
I think it'll be a little bit different. I think, having the experience of 50-odd thousand last time, I don't think we can pack it as big as that because of COVID restrictions this year, but it's going to be loud. It's going to be hopefully as full as we can make it, and it does probably give us a little edge. I do remember playing in it, and us defenders rely heavily on communication and being able to hear each other, but on that day in 2019 I could not hear a word that they were saying, so it's great to have a really big crowd.
What about playing a home grand final? I mean, you know, not to sort of compare it to the men's competition, but is that something that you think the men's competition could or should look to adopt, that the best team in the competition gets the chance to host it on their home ground?
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, you got to then compare that to the MCG, right? And I think if someone said, do you want to play at the MCG or do you want to play at Adelaide Oval, I don't know what I would say. It's the pinnacle of sport in Australia, and it would be nice to have a grand final in the MCG. But for the boys, maybe. I think a home crowd here in Adelaide, you know, we just love our crowds and we love those that get behind us, and it's definitely something that you draw energy from during the game, and, you know, you never know, that might be a thing for the future for the men's.
And to your opponents on Saturday, you'll be up against the Brisbane Lions. You were adversaries in the first AFLW grand final. This is also their third grand final, but they're yet to lift a trophy. Are you wary of a team that's looking for redemption and for glory?
Yeah, they're going to be hungry, aren't they? I read an article today. We've got about 11 girls still on our list since 2017, and they've got about 7. So there's going to be plenty of girls still running around who played against each other back in 2017, and they were lucky enough to get into the 2018 one as well. So this is their third, and they're definitely out for redemption.
Is there a healthy rivalry there now?
Oh, there's a little one. There is definitely a little one. We got them during the season, but that doesn't count now. It's going to be a really big game.
Okay, Angela, and before I let you go, how are the Crows going to win this one on the weekend?
We're going to get off to a great start. I think that I feel good, and I'm sure most teams do and most players do, but if we get off to a good start, the crowd start getting behind us. So I'm really hopeful. We're going to bring our pressure game that we bought last week against Melbourne, and I'm looking forward to it. It's making me nervous just talking about it.
Best of luck, Angela. Best of luck for the weekend, for the grand final. Thanks for joining us here on RN Drive.
No worries. Thanks so much.
That's Angela Foley, who's the Adelaide Crows captain in this weekend's AFLW Grand Final. And joining me now is Angela's opposite number, Brisbane captain Emma Zilke. Hello, Emma. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me.
Is that your teammates I can hear in the background?
Yeah, we're currently just on the bus to the hotel, so we've just gotten off the flight.
So you've touched down in Adelaide, ready for the weekend battle?
Yes, we have. Yes.
Congratulations on making it through your third grand final. Is there a bit of a feeling of unfinished business for you, or maybe even redemption, might I say?
Yeah, thank you. We've got a completely different team, so there's obviously a bit of memory from the 2017 grand final, of course, but the team that we've got is completely new, and they're really determined to get a premiership this weekend.
Does that feeling of being so close before, is it fueling you all as you head into this weekend's decider?
Oh, the last few games we've played in normal round and the prelim have all been close, so we know that this one will be a really hot contest as well, and I'm sure it'll come down to the last quarter again, so we're really prepared for that.
At the last AFLW grand final, Adelaide Oval was packed out in 2019. Mm. Have you done anything to prepare yourselves for that as a team? You're not going to be on your home turf, so...
Yeah, no, I mean, we're going to be training there tomorrow at 2 p.m, exactly the same time as kickoff. We've all got our families coming over, so hopefully there'll be a huge crowd of Lions fans in the stadium. But, yeah, you can't really prepare for a huge crowd like that. The biggest crowd we've been in front of is the 15,000 at our first grand final. So we're really excited, though, to be a part of something so special.
Fantastic. Emma, where do you sit on the best team winning the right to host the grand final at their home ground?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to earn it, and the Adelaide Crows have worked their way into the top spot for this year, and I think maybe in the future years there might be one venue that's suitable, that, you know, just like a men's comp that we know is the venue for the end of the year, and everyone, whether you're the home team or not, flies there, just like the MCG. That could be a possibility in the future, but at the moment, the rules are the top team gets to host, and that's what Adelaide has deserved this year.
And how do you think the travel might have affected you all as a team?
Oh, we love travelling. We're absolutely road warriors. We've won 4 out of the 5 travel games we've had this year. We've done 3 back-to-back. we have no issues flying, whether it be over to Perth, whether it be to Melbourne or into Adelaide. And like we've said before, we haven't lost in Adelaide before, so we've got good vibes here, we can say that. But yeah, I think we travel so well, we like being around each other.
Cool. The Crows skipper is sitting out the match due to a concussion, and she's accepted those rules. She says she's supportive of the way the AFL's beefed up its concussion protocols. Where do you sit on that?
Yeah, I think it 100% is the right stance. I mean, Chelsea's an amazing person, and the story that she's come out with during the week to educate people around the reason why she didn't want to fight against it, it just shows the leader that she is, and the way that she's been able to educate not just the AFL community but probably other sports competitions around the world is first class. So the stance that the AFL has brought in at the start of the year, we knew the rules and they're taking it very serious. So unfortunately for Chelsea, she will sit out, but I'm sure she'll be there on the sidelines with her teammates trying to make an impact that way.
And it is unfortunate that she can't play, but does it give you as a Brisbane Lions a bit of an edge that she won't be on the ground on Saturday?
Oh, look, Adelaide Crows are good with or without Chelsea. They obviously had to play about 3.5 quarters of footy against Melbourne Demons on the weekend without her, and they got the job done, and they've done that in the past without her when she was coming back from a knee as well. So they definitely can. Obviously, they've got great leaders as well on the field. We'll be fine.
Okay, and so take me to the game. How are you going to win it? How are you going to beat the Crows this weekend?
Obviously, they've got a few key players that you'd want to shut down. they've got great ball users in the middle. They've got a superstar called Aaron Phillips. So obviously we want to put some time into them, but you know what, we want to focus on our game as much as we can, because it's been working for us over the course of the season. So we want to really hone in on our pressure, intensity around the footy, and get our hands on it first and hopefully get it into our forward line more than they do.
Emma, good luck.
Thank you so much.
All the best for the weekend, and thanks for joining me on RN Drive.
Thanks for having me.
That's Emma Zilke. She's on the team bus right now, heading to meet the Adelaide Crows over the weekend for the AFLW Grand Final. She's leading the Brisbane Lions in that contest this weekend. The game will be broadcast on ABC Radio. Check out your local guides for more details. But right now, you're listening to RN Drive.